Greg is a long time industry person. But one of his like passions is real estate technology, prop tech, mortgage tech, which is called fintech. He knows everything about everything and knows a lot of the people behind all of the things. So if you ever have a question about like, should I be investing in this platform? Like, should I spend money on these leads? Should I build my own website? Like, should I do this? Like, Greg is a great person to help you, you know, talk about whether the ROI is going to be there, both time and money-wise. So oftentimes, the answer is yes, but like, hey, you got to have this system in place, whatever. So I always steal Greg's intro. I've done this so many times. The first time he spoke at the very first Genuine Hustle, I like told his whole background, and then his first three slides were like, his whole background. Sorry. like, I already just told the whole story. So anyway, I will let you take away. I don't know what your plan is. Cool. So we're going to do this. Okay.
Hello. So, and also, if you don't know, I run Western Maine, Oregon, which is in Bend, Central Oregon. A bunch of you, I think, are signed up for Genuine Hustle. And if you're not, in the South, it's still that. We have a couple things, so if you want to sign up, let me know. So, Stacy and I worked on that about a year and a half ago. We expanded Western Maine, we merged with another company that was already in Central Oregon. I had experience there. And so that's what I spend most of my time on today. However, every once in a while, I get pulled in all kinds of directions and work on all sorts of stuff. And I'm always trying to work, you know, when it comes to you all as well. I mean, I'm still, you know, have my tentacles in this company, a lot on the technology side, a lot on sort of managing broker process, the art of selling real estate side of things. You know, insanely, I have to tell that even sometimes when I, like, I'm doing interviews, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've overseen, like, tens of thousands of transactions at this point, which is just nuts. So I love, you know, contracts and how we get these deals done, and ultimately supporting you all. I mean, that's what Western Maine is. I mean, Stacy, Maddie, myself, Ashley are just insane enough to spend our time creating an organization that's about agent support, client support. Your lives are so, you know, crazy sometimes when you're doing these deals and like you want to be a part of it too. And we just happen to be good at some of the things that we help with. And that's really, you know, what keeps us going. That's why we do this business. We believe that you all doing transactions with your friends, your family, your neighbors, and whoever else you come in contact with deserves love and support and, you know, a level of expertise that, honestly, now that we've been out and about, like, you know, to me feels very unmatched. Like, we're in Oregon, and I talk about our agents, and I see who else is there trying to do what we do. I feel very confident that people that work for this company know what they're doing and are really excellent at it. And so today, let's see, the fun thing being, you know, the tech person, which, you know, I always try to say is like, not, I'm locked out of my Gmail. I'm like, you want to know how listings make it on the internet. You know, that's more where I'm coming from with things. And when I think about the agents, I'm a reductionist most of the time with technology because the way you all generate business, most especially in this room, through your relationships with people that you already know. And so there isn't a big mystery to me about how to find that other 10% of clients where, you know, people come from online or they come from some other place. It's really how can you use technology and systems to keep in touch with people that you already know, demonstrate your expertise, and be ready when their need arises. And so the reason I put this slide up is because it's always CRM, like what CRM do I use? And as somebody who's been around a long time, that question, you know, drives me nuts. because often, you know, what's nice about maybe you don't see me every day or I'm not in this company every day, but maybe you'll let me be a little more frank today than, you know, if I were your energy broker. And honestly, I think it's a huge distraction at times when somebody says, oh, what's your MJIV? I just don't know. If only I knew the right program, I'd all of a sudden, you know, have everything figured out. And a CRM is just, it's a list of people that you know. Like, how many people do you guys know? Like, you know, 10,000 people. Like, most people know 150 people. Like, you can put that on the front and back of a piece of paper and have a list of everybody you know. It's really not worth complicating. However, you know, the work that you do, I believe, is CRM. It means customer relationship management. What do you do? What are your professional activities every day that result in how you care for people, how you reach out to people, how you prospect or how you service business that's in front of you? And that's really what CRM is to me. So never ask me what CRM is used. And it's really, you know, whatever makes sense to you. But you really need a list. I think this room as, you know, veteran agents, if you all like to have that list somewhere in some form, in multiple forms or whatever. So I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm not gonna talk about it, but I talked about it for 5 minutes. And really, like, at the end of the day too, and I need to know to remember what I'm saying. You know, when it comes to CRM and dealing with people and being an approachable realtor that people want to work with, continue to work with, and work with again, like, are you a good person? Are you happy? Like, is your life complete? Because people that work with realtors, they look for confidence and they look for people that are going to perform like a really tough negotiation for them. And so, you know, that's what I also think matters the most. I don't have any tips or advice on that either. I don't know, like, try to work out all this stuff. None of us do, like, properly. I don't know. But I think that's what matters the most. So I had three kind of topics that we're going to talk about today and how to think about your systems, because there's a lot of tools or ways to do business or whatever. And I'm thinking the system might be this kind of higher order thing. So, you know, when I think about performance, performance is really this idea of, like, not, you know, can somebody Google your name and there's 5-star reviews of you and they just call you and they're ready to, you know, show up at a house with $1 million in a suitcase and, you know, adorn you with a $30,000 commission. That's not the real world. But there is something to, how did you perform on the job the last time, the last 10 times, the last 100 times? And, you know, I'm not the person that's going to throw out, here's 50 apps to change your life, look at this technology tool. We have tools here at this company that are highly impactful, but what I can do for you is maybe, like, unwind why and how and where you would use this. And so, you know, when I think about performance, I think sometimes we skip to the testimony. Will you write something nice about me? Period. Yeah. And I want the 5 stars. I want the graphic. I want the ego hit. And that's how helpful is that for you as a veteran practitioner? Honestly, like, how did you do to negotiate on somebody else's behalf? And so, like, how good were you at that? Do you know? Like, have you read a report on yourself? Like, have you gone through Real Satisfied, sent it to someone, read it, and been humbled and said, you know what, actually, like, there's a few places that I wasn't the awesomest filter in the world, right? You weren't the graphic, you weren't the 5-star review, and there was room for improvement. And the reason I focus on that is because you can move to a place of excellence, and that's what your clients are demanding of you, and especially in a tight market. In a tight market, people are looking for expertise. You're going to meet people through friends and family, but you need to close them and show them that you're actually going to pull through. And so what I wanted to show you is some recording from Real Satisfied, which kind of, there's 1,500 reports that are compiled in this report, and so there's some trends that I wanted you to see. 73% of local knowledge, 50% recommended from a friend, and 25% had dealt with you previously. So I thought that that was really important. Now here's the fun one. This is, if you've ever seen one of these reports and you've read it like on a one-to-one basis, again, this is across 1,500 transactions at the company. There's some 80% and 70% in the excellent category of how satisfied people were. And so your 70% print advertising, however, 17% is non-applicable. We know that the print advertising at Weston Main is the best of the best. So I'm like, how did 300 people not remember? You show up with a folder of collateral and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. This has results. And so some people missed that, apparently. Let's see, 86% thought the inspection process was excellent. That was better than I thought. 87% the negotiation process. You know, whether that was excellent or not. We don't always have full control over that. There's another agent on the other side. There's another party on the other side. This is reflective of your company, and you should know that these factors are true for all agents across the board. People think the value for the money was excellent. I mean, they ended up paying you. The exchange of contracts, they thought you did really well. But if it were me, and I were reviewing myself, and I can think about how people review you and tell you how you did, actually taking that into account. Because testimonial is not a chance for you to get better, it's a chance for you to get likes, right? So I really want to urge you, use Real Satisfied if you haven't, but also just think about the process. Real Satisfied is a tool that fulfills the need of better performance and how to get better. Did y'all think that we had this data? Is it surprising to see here? I mean, if you look at this, 1,500 reports. So.
I'm just curious, who has never logged into their Real Satisfied account? It's not as bad as I thought.
Well, I'll take the names out.
Let us know if you
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about is analytics. And I think in the real estate industry, people get confused about what this means and what's important. Oh, we should have a list of all the agents, how many homes did they sell, and this means that they're good or bad or evil or wonderful or whatever. And it's just insane to me because even in this room of seasoned agents, you all sell 10 houses a year, 5 houses a year, 20, 40, 80. It's all across the board, and that doesn't determine your worth or how good you are at this career. It's about, do you care about what you're doing? Did you represent your people to the best of your ability? Did they enjoy the process? You know, these are the things that matter. It's not a leaderboard of who had the most sales. Well, that's motivating at times and something we talk about. That doesn't matter. There's so many other activities. Being here today, you guys are spending 4 hours developing yourself, thinking about your career, meeting with your colleagues, listening to presentations. And some of the other activities you do, I think, should be measured. And if I were an agent, I'm thinking, like, what would be on the back of my baseball card? Because if it's not going to be sales, like, what other things are you doing that you can quantify? And there's quite a bit. One of the things that I think you should quantify, and I wish this is kind of where like my love hate for technology comes into play. I wish showing time or showing service sent you like your Spotify, like week in review, you showed all these houses, like you fell, dropped your coffee on your lap in the car, like whatever. And they don't. And I feel like that's a huge missed opportunity. I think about culture. I'm like, what do we do here when we quantify stuff? When we talk about who sold the highest listing, who sold the lowest listing, how many showings did your mentees do last week? Do you know? Like, can one of you tell me how many showings one of your mentees did in the month of February? I mean, I would want to know that stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I think will separate you from the pack as a mentor for you as an agent in front of your customers, I mean, it's probably hard, like, if you think about it. I mean, I don't know, did any of you know how many homes you showed in February? How many showings? That's all right. So here's how you can do it, okay? And so I want to encourage you, you know, here, we're still using showing time. There's some really good updates coming to showing time that's putting a ton of resources into this. My opinion is going to be the best service for you in the future. This is a buy-side showings report for Ben for the month of February for stuff that was long in showing time.
Right? That is some activity.
Yeah. And not everything's going to be recorded in showing time, right? And this is where, when I think about systems and CRMs and why things are a little more complicated than, like, can I just log into a piece of software and I become the world's greatest filter that has 5-star reviews, a million, you know, homes sold every year. You have to do a little bit of patching it together. So this is what happened in showing time. I'm sure Ben saw a few other houses, maybe Broker Bay, maybe didn't have a showing service. Mostly showing time. So at least now Ben can go, all right, well, in the month of February, I showed 10. In March, you might show 15 or 20. It's a way to keep track of your activity, especially when you start thinking about how many homes you sold, how many properties you need to show a buyer before you get them under contract. What's your average number of homes shown to a buyer until you go under contract? I mean, that's the kind of stuff when I think about the back of a baseball card, things that you can share with people. On the flip side of that is the listing. So this is listing performance for one of Alex's listings that just went under contract. You all have access to these reports. These are in showing time. So Alex did 23 showings. Have you guys, like, sent an email or sent this report to your seller that said, here's, okay, good. I mean, these aren't beautiful, and that's the type of stuff that I fight against so much, especially because Zillow owns showing time now. I'm like, you would think they could pretty it up, or maybe hire Maddie and her team to, like, get a little refresh. You know, I think it'll happen. But the point is, this is stuff that you can share with your sellers on your listing presentation as you talk to people. Hey, most typically I see 10 or 15 or 20 showings that happen at my listing. I'll provide you a report every day, every week, whatever it is. You don't always just have to send the report. You can send a text. Send an email. And so that's something I want to encourage you to. You don't have to rely purely on automation, right? Does anybody know, like, their average? You can compute it, you know what I mean? So it's like a little bit of love, hate, give and take, you know, but I think it's worth your time is kind of what I'm trying to say, because when we're thinking about this market, a little bit of a slowdown, how do you differentiate? Having these sorts of stories and things ready and have yourself knowledgeable about, I think will go a long way. It's really ugly. It's really bad. The other thing that I love, right, is the feedback. If you guys are sending feedback, you know, you can take it out of here. You can make a little text thing, but your people should know what's happening. All right. So, okay, good. We're gonna get on time. So let's see how I want to talk about this growth of intelligence. I was thinking, since we're downtown, if you walked out of this session today, and you know who Kyle Clark is?
Yeah.
Kyle Clark's on the corner, and he's like, oh, you know, we're at a real estate event for seasoned agents at Weston Main Home. And Kyle Clark was like, cool, like, what the hell is happening in Denver real estate? Like, are you prepared for that interview? And I think pretending that you could be would be very well worth it. You don't want to be on the wrong side of Kyle Clark if you follow them closely. It won't go well for you. But I do think that you have the tools and ability to do this. And so I'll move back to the easier side of things. The stuff I covered in the beginning requires a little bit more thoughtfulness, a little bit more compilation from you. But I think you all naturally get all this stuff. When I think about system, the system of the intelligence is, how do you consume market data in different ways and at what frequencies, so that you're always prepared for the Kyle Clark interview. And so on the frequency side, there's daily. One of the best things about Weston Main is our online community in Slack. There's millions of messages since the beginning of time from your colleagues asking questions, sharing anecdotes. How did your open houses go this weekend? You can look at open houses and see the flex of the market. Like, people had a gazillion people had nobody. People had a gazillion people had five, right? You can learn these things. And I think here in Colorado, you all are very plugged into that. Since we merged with the government of Oregon, we had to kind of reteach our agents there, like, hey, this is the heartbeat of like a brokerage. And it's also like very vital and informational, and you could learn a lot here. So I think daily, if you're not plugged into Slack, you don't have apps downloaded on your phone and on your computer, you're missing out. Weekly, right? Friday company call. If you've been at this company for a long time, you're either a huge fan and on that every single week, or perhaps your business takes off and you're kind of doing your own thing and you've fallen out of there. But those things are recorded, they're very easy to view. And Stacy and Maddie and Ashley, Jimmy and the whole team spent a ton of time like trying to produce content that helps you understand the market. So that's easy, right? You just show up for that. The newsletters that we send, even if you don't send them yourself, you should. That's actually like a very passive way to educate yourself, because the template is, here's what's happening in Denver and Colorado. Here's what's happening in real estate. Here's some new listings that are coming out. So even just consuming that can kind of help you out. Thursday newsletter from Molly or your lender at Streamline. So Riley also produces those. And in there is a mortgage rate update. We've never paid attention to mortgage rates as much as we have, like the last year and a half. I've gone to like a daily level mortgage rate as a broker. I mean, obviously your lenders do that, but it's insane. But you can literally just open Molly's email, and it's going to tell you what's happened with mortgage rates over the last week, right? So very simple. And then finally, I've been outside the company of people that I follow that talk about market mortgages or whatever. But my favorite for agents is Mike Simonson, and he's at Altos Research, which is now part of Housing Wire. Every Monday, he puts out a report around lunch, and he'll do a couple slides on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, but if not, he does a YouTube video. I just consume the Twitter kind of slides, but there's also a YouTube video, and he covers how things are changing with new listings, the percentage change of pending listings, how long it's taking to go on the market, and things like that. So it's just a very easy thing to consume. Here's what it is. And so what I'm trying to say here is, like, what are you doing daily, weekly, and monthly to give yourself that knowledge so that when Kyle Clark is on the screen, you're ready to go? And so monthly, obviously, we have our staff reports and Megan Allard's presentations. If you don't know, in the staff report blog post is the link to the larger DMAR report. That's 12 or 15 pages long. Nick's on the committee and Molly, they come on the calls. That's very easy to ingest. And then, of course, Megan does her presentations for passing them out. So miscellaneous ideas. I think copy and contracts with Alex and Joy would be a very fantastic place to spend your time, because we know you all ask, what are the situations that are happening in the market? What's happening to agents? What's human transactions or whatever? That's the kind of things that they're talking about. And those are the things that you can tell your clients. Are escalations happening? Are rent backs free, or are people charging out the wazoo for them right now? Those things flex and change month by month, quarter by quarter. So I encourage you to go there. I think your property tours and open houses. And then, of course, you know, continuing to keep your relationships open. The new agents go to coffee and happy hours with the lenders and with title. But you may want to add that into your repertoire as well. So shifting gears on intelligence. I think I forget who we were talking about earlier. Maybe Allie. We're talking about safe searches, how to set these sorts of things up. I'll just do a quick aside and say, I think you should have a safe search set up for every single person on your list, whether or not you send it to them or not, right? All these tactics are things that you can decide what fits for your business. But if you have somebody on your list, then you should have a safe search set up for them if they own a home or if they're potentially looking for a home. And you can decide, but just text you like a link one day, Do I send you the RE Colorado emails? Do I give you the REW emails? Or how do you want to do it? But that should give you something to do with that entire list. Something that's set and forget is Homebot. And sometimes we like confuse these technology tools, right, and expect them to do so much for us. Homebot's not going to tell them what a buyer is going to write on an offer, right? Homebot's going to tell them, here's our best guess based on home values and property tax records and whatever other info we have of like maybe what the house is in a range. So never get frustrated if Possessed Event doesn't tell you exactly what a buyer is going to write on an offer. The idea is, can you trickle something down that's related to the market so that people are hearing from you and you get an opportunity to reach out to them and discuss and do your interview because you've been doing things daily, weekly, and monthly to inform yourself about the market. So this is just a tactic to get in front of them. This is a screenshot of Anne. I mean, she's got 97% open rate, and there's not 9,000 people in here. Again, you know, it just has to be people that are close to you on the list. Remember, these people can refer your business out. Oh, John sends me this great Homebot thing every month. You should work with it. You know what's going on. You know, on the other edge of things, this is like an individual buyer activity report, just showing which one of her buyers viewed their house or viewed the market, you know, where their house is. And so Homebot's a very simple, easy set it and forget it way to create an opportunity for yourself to do the interview with these clients. So, didn't talk about CRM at all.
Which one should I do?
Right? I just do, you know, like, honestly, the reason I said earlier, like, I think it's an excuse or like a, I don't know, I'm just constantly trying to please people that I'm responsible for either doing business for or not. And if I'm not, like, I'm sorry. And hopefully that's your default too. Like, what can I do for people, for myself, to advance my career, my professionalism, my understanding of the market or their situation? And so sometimes I'm like, just having a list is good enough. Like, there's their name. What can I do now? I have someone to do. So I don't have any big recommendations on that. And I hope that helped you. I wasn't even going to do slides at all, but I wanted you to see a little bit about what I was thinking. And I would just say, like, this is a transformative market. Denver's performing a little better than some other places, but if you lose your momentum, if you start spinning and coming up with all these crazy things that don't matter, that don't result in you being better at your job or getting more business, then this is a rough time to be in the profession because people are looking for you to be a source of truth, be a source of information, and be somebody trustworthy and nice that they love or like or want to do business with. And, you know, eyes on the prize and focus on the things that matter. That's kind of my message to you
today.
If you would have told Greg and Stacey 10 years ago that they'd be like a little bit anti-technology, we would not have believed you. Because we've always really tried to be on top of it. But also, now we're old and know that like there's no technology that's going to sell real estate for you. Like the work of real estate is what it is. And there is no like magic button, unfortunately. I know that's what you're hoping for today.